We're up to Masechet Zogin, Paragdal, Mishnah Beis, Hikish Al Hamorish. What's a Morish? Hikish. Okay. The rest of the Hagdama. Kemshul Mishnah. Hekel Lusayfa Shlom Mishnah Hakudemetz Musipa Mishnah Lahashmish Lashalacharecha. The Hadi the Gemara is bringing Hesed Azav. From Azav, of course, having to move. The Olam Benish called Davish Shachoyi and Mechubal Be'aris or the Kovar Be'mismarin. That was attached to the ground. It was attached with nails. Imhoyo Koycho Yafe Imkoycho Yafe Chazok. If the Koyach was very strong, the hikish olav hazav was the ace he hikish, and the zav went and he banged, and the zav banged upon, and the time when he banged upon it, and he banged he near shook. If something is attached to the ground and he hit, and then when he hit, the thing shakes. The utensil that is resting upon the ledge, the gezuzter, remember that? The gezuzter? There was a gezuzter that was protruding from the wall, and a zav hit on the gezuzter. And the utensil shakes and falls down. Higiniya means it moves clear. And they fall down. Either they shake or they fall down. Why? Because we said yesterday, we said on Sunday, that being that the gezuzra is firmly attached to the wall, it's not shaykh that when you hit it, you should be the cause for the object to fall down. So why then did the object fall down? It has to be attributed to another force. He said a ra'ada. There was a tremor in the earth. Okay, you with me?
I'm listening.
Okay, now the imlo hoyokoch yafav. Let's say the koch was not yafav. Let's say the ledge, the gizustera was not firmly attached to the wall. Elo hoyah misnad neid. It was shaking. The hikish alav hazohav and is of hit this object. The hipil and the object upon this gezuzra fell down. Because then the reason why these things shook or they fell down is because
in
of the koyach.
Yesterday
it was firmly attached to the wall. And the mela, when you banged it, it's not possible that it's your koyach that caused these utensils to fall down.
It's solid.
So why did it fall down? We have to assume that there was a tremor in the earth. There was some other force which we're not aware of, which caused these utensils to fall down. But in the following Mishnah, we're discussing a gezuzra that is not firmly attached to the wall. Mela, when you give a bang and it shakes and it falls down, we're going to attribute the reason why it fell to your koyach. You are the cause of this object shaking. A morish is a massively large beam. Okay, Hamorish Kara Gadol Bhazaka Sharosha Karosa Bai Simchullah, and if they use this to go four beams. They use this to support the entire bias.
A courage is a beam.
A Morish.
Hikish
is the hit.
Yeah, Allah Morish.
A Kara Gadol Bhazaka, a very large beam.
Yeah.
Sharosha Karosa Bai Simuchim Alecha.
Wow.
The main beam. Or Al Hamalbin. Halam Kibin Ivua Shal Kairos Kavuas Baritz. A Malbin is a base. Kibin Ribua Shal Kairos Foundation.
These things are more solid than that. That's correct.
Grecht, you are correct. Okay, correct. Okay, Kairos Dosh, Razok Shal Shagot, Abai Smokum of Al Malm Kibin Ribua Shal Kairos Kavuas Baritz. It's a foundation. It's like the square of the house. The whole house relies upon this. It's the foundation. This is the foundation of the bias. We bua a square of beams, shakuvois, bars in the earth. A foundation, a square object attached to the ground upon which the bias rests.
Correct.
Okay. Some say it means a frame. It's the frame of ribua is a square. It means the frame where the window or the door is inserted. A window frame. Here. Azoy. Beautiful. Look how nice it is. You know, this goes through the marble.
But the window frame is solid or not solid?
It is solid. It's solid, exactly. These are all examples where it's solid. These are solid, okay? Next. Al Hatsina, a pipe. Shalmayim. There's a pipe. There's a pipe of water. Al Hadaf. Hakavur, because there's a board. There's a board that's attached to the wall. Al Pi Shahu.
What's this pipe?
There's a tsinor, whatever there is. There's a pipe. There's a pipe in Shabbayim. Or Be'al Hadaf, Hakavu, because there's a daf, there's a board that is attached to the wall. Afal Pishu, Osir, Bechavolim, Sheinah, Kavu, even though the daf.
Yeah.
It's kavua b'mismarim. It's kavua with ropes. It's hanging by a thread. Himamish, the daf is also b'chavolim. Unbelievable. We're talking about this morning. We have a daf, v'al hadaf, afal p'yishu osui b'chavolim. Ropes. She'enei kavua b'mismarim. It's not attached with nails. It's not established. It's not solid. The daf is not solid.
Okay.
You don't have people that come that are committed, come every single night.
Yes.
It's only hanging by a rope.
That's correct.
By a thread. You see that? Ma'ash, exactly. Or al hataror and oven, v'al hayam. Let's say hit the ether on the tan. Or yam. What's a yam? Teva, shetacha, sarichayim. The yam is a box that is underneath the mill. L'kabul bo es hakemach b'shas hatachina. It's a box which is used to accept when you grind, so the flour falls into this box. Okay, it's a box. V'alcho itz deroy bol. Hachel katachtoin shel harichayim, the lowest stone of the harichayim, the middle of the upper stone, which you turn with your hand, and then there's the itz deroy bol. Itz deroy bol is the bottom stone, which is firmly attached. This does not move. This does not move. Okay, this is the bottom stone. This does not move, and this is the top stone. You turn this with the handle to cause. The wheat to grind, and then when the wheat turns into flour, it falls onto the side into a big box which collects it. All of these things are different objects of the mill. V'al chamor shel rechayim v'shel yad binyan shel etzer. What is a chamor? A chamor is a structure. You have this word many times in Shas. A chamor shel rechayim. Chamor does not mean a donkey. Chamor means matter. Choymer shel rechayim shel yad binyan shel etzer. It's a structure made from wood shel rechayim. It is the foundation. The foundation of a hand millstone. The al saw, mida, what's a saw? It's a mida gedoyla hakavua bekarku. Okay, a saw is a very large measuring utensil. It's a mida gedoyla hakavua bekarku. I went to the store to buy them, I just forgot. I knew I was looking for them, I forgot what I wanted to get. I wanted them, I just forgot about it. See, my mind wanders.
Doesn't work.
Yeah. Rabbi Oimer, af al koras hava lonin, ha koira ha balonin. A balon is a laundry man. A balon, person who does laundry. Ha koira shabal hamerchat yoyeshavadach, it's a beam which the bal hamerchat sits upon it. Okay, it's a beam which the Baal HaMerchatz, the person who runs the Beit House, he sits upon this beam, Tohar, Im Al Yidei Shekesh Hazov, as Alechem Elu, Nafal Menu Kelim Shal Chuma HaAkikar Tohar. Why? He should call HaDvarim HaLalu Kuvim Kuvim Yafeh, with all of these things are Kuvim because still in the Kuvim Yafeh, for Nafal HaKikar B'Kuvim Chesed Shal Hazov, Miachas Shal Hesite Ella B'Kuvim Charo'oda B'Lvad. In all of these examples, the reason why the food fell down on the floor is not because the reason why food fell down was because of the tremor of the earth. Okay, so all these examples, and all of these examples, the Bishop is teaching us is that they're kavua, they're stark. A stark foundation, and mainly when you bang it, it does not move. Thus, the sort of chayim. I want to write a sefer drush on Mishnayos. Anyone do that? Every Mishnah, a drush.
Yeah.
Would you buy it?
No. Not drush, you know how we think about your drush.
You wouldn't buy my sefer. Every Mishnah, a drush.
Yeah.
A drush. Yeah. You see, Rabbi Isai? Everyone's listening, the whole world is listening to this, and he says, he's giving you an example not to buy it.
Don't buy it. Don't buy it.
Don't buy it. You're telling the whole world not to buy it.
Don't buy it.
Okay, so let's have the Mishnah.
Not worth it.
Hikish, the person who bangs, Al Hamarish. A Marish is a very big beam. It's a beam which supports the bias. Okay.
Okay.
Why is it called Marish? I'll tell you why it's called Marish. Question of rush, poor. Buying a house makes you poor. That's why it's called Marish.
I told you, no.
Drush. Unbelievable. When you buy the bias, the whole house supports on. Real estate is like a bottomless pit.
Nobody's going to buy it.
Unbelievable drush. Well, Hamalbin. Malbin is a foundation. Foundation. It's a square. Okay. Or it means an entryway. It means a window frame. A window frame, an opening in the window, or a frame for a door.
So you bang on it,
and then it shakes. So it doesn't
shake.
It's a pipe, the al hadaf, or a board that is not What kind of daf? Alpi yishuhu osu b'havolim. Even though it's attached with ropes, but it's not attached with nails. So you think that since it's attached with ropes,
it's not solid.
Kamashon is solid. Altanon oven. The al hayom. Ayom is the foundation. Yom is the box which all of the flour falls into. Underneath the mill, which you grind up the wheat, the kernels into flour. Or salvial ho itzte rubol. It's the bottom stone of the mill. You have the bottom stone which doesn't move, and then you have the top stone which you turn as a handle, and you turn it. So you rub it against the bottom stone. The bottom is the rubol. V'al chamor shel rechaim shel ya. Now this is a handmill, and the chamor is the foundation. It's the base. It's the base. See the it's the rubol. It's the rubol. I think you have an animal. You have an animal attached, and the animal walks around. It's a commercial. It's a commercial grinder. So the isum is the bottom one, and then you have a hand one. A hand one. So this is the chamor is the bottom. The bottom part is shel rechaim shel yad. The al shel rechaim shel rechaim shel zesim. So all means it's the base. Because it's a term. It's used to refer to the al sa mido gedoy la kavur bekarka. It's a very large object. Mido here means like an object which is attached to the ground. Shel zesim. So in all of these examples, when you hit them, when you hit all of these things, they do not shake enough to the degree where you should attribute the reason why the object fell down was because of you. And we attribute the reason why the object fell off these things and fell onto the ground is because of a ra'ada, there's some type of movement in the earth. Rabbi Yossi, you might disagree.
Because it's not because they're all stable.
They're all stable. They're all stable.
And if it's moving, it's not because...
Not because of you, because there's some type of tremor in the earth. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, af al karas habalonim tar, even on the beam of a balon. Balonim is a bathhouse attendant. He sits there. This guy, he's in charge of the bathhouse. He sits, he gives you a towel, he gives you hot water, give him a tip. So this beam, his beam, is also firmly attached to the ground.
What kind of beam does he have?
He sits on a special chair. That's what he does all day. Therefore, it's not movable. Habalonim tar. So therefore, if you bang on these things and it shakes, it's so not because of your ma'is, it's because it's tar. All these are tar. And we don't pass in like Rabbi Yossi. Let's try one more time. Okay, one more time. Hikish, you bang al hamarish. Marish is a very big beam, which is a floor beam in the house. Yeah. Malam, the foundation of the house. Or malbe, it means a window frame or a door frame. Alatzinu, a pipe. Yaladaf, on a board. And the board is...
The board
is alfi shu osu b'chavolim. It's not attached with nails. It's only attached with ropes. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
It's still solid.
Al hatayon an oven. V'al hayom. Hayom is the box upon which all of the flour falls into after you grind it. It's underneath everything. Underneath the mill, underneath the rechayim, there's something called the yam, and into the yam is where all the flour falls. V'alho itzte rubol. That's the lower stone which is not moving, the mill, the commercial mill. So they have the lower stone and the upper stone. The lower stone is firmly attached, because upon that lower stone is where you turn and you grind up the flour. V'al hachamor shel rechayim shel yatev, you have a hand mill. And the lower stone is called the chamor. Chamor. Okay? The al shel rechaim. Sor shel rechaim means you have a stone of a mill. Shel zeisim olives. This is bazach. You have a stone which you grind to the olives. In all of these cases, the halacha is
tar.
Why? Because when you bang on these things, the reason why it's not because of you. It's not because of you. Rabbi Yossi Oimer afal karas habalonim tar, because he holds that this beam, which the balon, the bathhouse attendant sits, is also firmly attached to his tar.
Okay.
No, I have to dive and I have to make a phone call. I have to make a phone call before I go. Someone very important I have to take care of. Erev Pesach. Okay, very good. We learned at least the Mishnah. Mishnah is Oisius Neshama. Me'osha Shmein Lachmai. Shmein is Oisius Mishnah. And Mishnah is Oisius Neshama. So everyone's Neshama should be protected. Mashem should be Mogin. Mogin is Oshay Tevais. Mamoin, Guf, and Neshama. Persons. What needs protection? Your guf needs protection. Your neshama needs protection. And no one should rip you off. Your money needs protection. Mimele mogein, Hashem is melech oizer, moshia umogein. He protects the guf, the neshama, and the mamon. How do you like that? How do you like that?